Welcome to Co-Design, a podcast looking at teaching, learning, and the student experience. Co-Design is a podcast brought to you by the Center for Teaching and Learning on the Manchester campus of Southern New Hampshire University. For more information or with any questions, please contact ctl@snhu.edu. Today's original opening theme music is Chill Vibe, recorded and created by Madison Blazejowski, a sport management major from Old Wethersfield, Connecticut. In this episode, host Amanda Goyette interviews student Emily Blaze and Professor Deborah Varrett about the upcoming SNHU Humanities Festival, taking place on Wednesday, April 17th from 2 through 5 p.m. on the SNHU green space.
Do you ever wonder what it's like to have festivals on campus, and what are those festivals and what can you do there? As an SNHU student myself, I'm in the same boat as you and I want to know the answers to these questions. Today we're going to talk about the Humanities Festival that happens on campus. My name is Amanda Goyette and I'm the co-producer of this Co-Design podcast, and today I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Emily Blaze, and I'm a Humanities Festival intern.
And I am Professor Deborah Varrett, and I run the Public Humanities Initiative, which puts on the Humanities Festival.
Amazing. So obviously, like I just mentioned, a lot of our listeners today are going to want to know, what is the Humanities Festival?
Right, so I will start. The Humanities Festival is an end-of-the-year celebration of the humanities in all of its richness, and that includes philosophy and language and history, music and art, games, global cultures. And the whole theme of the festival is to do a couple of things to showcase the great things that we have going on campus in the humanities, which tends to get overlooked in favor of really big popular majors, but also to give a fun, interactive opportunity for students to do things and to experience how humanities work in public life.
It seems like it's an event that you don't only learn things from, but also it just sounds like a lot of fun for students. So I was wondering if you could explain the origin of the Humanities Festival.
Absolutely. The idea for it was born during COVID, the COVID lockdown year. The Humanities Department met on Zoom many times that year, and we had a lot of time to think about what we wanted to do moving forward. So we thought that it would be important and good to find new ways to promote the humanities on a campus which has very few majors in the humanities, but a lot of excellent things going on in the general education curriculum. And so we thought that a great way to do that would be to have an event, sort of like the Undergraduate Research Day theme, but something honestly bigger and, as you said, fun and interactive for everyone. And so that's where the idea was born. And then the next year, I did it pretty much single-handedly out of my own head. And it somehow worked out pretty well, actually. And so last year was our second year, and it was bigger and more worked through, the details more developed. And then this is our third year, and this year it's twice as big as year one. And I have lots of students working on things, and there's all kinds of new events. And I also have this wonderful intern to help me do lots of this stuff. So
yes. So speaking of the interns that you have working on this, Emily, can you talk to me about what it's been like to be an intern on this project?
It's been really fun, especially since for the past 2 years, I've been attending the festival with my classes and things like that. It's always cool to see like different art and culture being celebrated on campus. But as an intern, I get to use the connections I've established working on different campus organizations such as Radio SNU and Pemmon Press to be able to get people together to have a bigger festival that has all different aspects from athletics. We're talking to club baseball about working on the historical baseball activity, or Pemmon Press writing different articles. Radio SNU, we're doing like a Name That Tune. I'm talking to different clubs and professors, and it's really cool, especially since I want to go into business and marketing as a career. So this is like a really good introduction, first step into that. And since I love the Humanities Festival, it's been really fun and I'm learning a lot.
That's awesome. And can you talk a little bit about how you got this internship and how other students might be able to get involved in the Humanities Festival if they wanted in the future?
So I have a friend who was the intern for the Humanities Festival last year. So I asked him about his experience and like how he got it. And he basically told me just to talk to Professor Verrett about it. And we went through the process of just like applying through the internship through career services. And pretty much that's how it happened. It was something I planned on doing all year. And you get credit for it, which is really cool. To be able to get class credit, which will help me graduate by doing work instead of like kind of sitting in a classroom. It's very spiritual learning in a sense for me. So,
wow, that sounds like a great opportunity for students. So hopefully, you know, next year when this happens again, if you need interns, Professor Verrett's, I'm sure, looking for some for next year, correct?
Absolutely. And anybody who approaches me already has a huge leg up because I can see that they're proactive and they're thinking ahead and they're advocating for themselves, and all these things are qualities that the intern needs to have to do all the things that Emily said, to talk to faculty and reach out to all these different organizations. And Emily's been working with a local balloon decoration company to do the decorations for that day, and I need somebody who's confident to be able to do stuff like that.
So if there were students that were interested, where would they find you on campus?
Well, my office is Frost 304, but also I run the Humanities Lab. The Humanities Lab is what used to be the art gallery on campus. It's off of the first floor of Frost, and that's another prong of the Public Humanities Initiative to host sort of exhibits of work by students and faculty and other kinds of events. And so I tend to hang out in there a lot. Can I also add that there's all kinds of other students helping me with this festival. So there's a design studio team who designed the logo. They'll be making the t-shirts, the flyers, the posters, the banners, the map for that day, all kinds of work like that. So that's been an incredibly useful thing for me. And there is the lead for that team who is also the lab intern. And she's also been very helpful coming up with ideas and connecting me to things on campus that I don't really know about, but students do tend to know. The kind of students that are very active and connected to different organizations know all about.
That's great. So getting back to the actual festival, what are some events that students can look forward to this year? And is there anything new that you're doing this year that you didn't do in past years?
There's a ton of new things, but let me just see what fun things they can look forward to. So I guess I will highlight things that have prizes, because that's always a draw. So for the second year, we're going to be doing a spelling bee, which everybody knows what a spelling bee is, and that's going to be run by Professor Jean Hughes, and you can win Amazon gift cards for being really great at spelling, and I'm really glad I don't have to compete because that's not one of my personal skills. We will be having, a history trivia contest. This is the third year of that. If students tend to know about, you know, the French Revolution, or they know about, you know, American history, or any kind of historical knowledge, maybe you're a history major or you just have a love of history, you can show off your knowledge and win prize money. We're doing a Lego building contest, which we also have done before, and we've purchased two really cool, complicated, sort of adult-level Lego sets as prizes for that. And so there are some things with prizes. We're also doing some new activities. So for example, in the makerspace, they're going to be running an activity called Suminagashi. This is a historic Japanese craft where you basically make marbleized paper by dropping ink onto the surface of water and making a pattern and then dipping a piece of rice paper in, and it imprints onto the paper. Emily mentioned that we're doing a vintage baseball, both exhibition but also opportunity to play a little with the kinds of gear that was used back in the middle of the 19th century. We are doing a Wordle table. So I think a lot of us have gotten addicted to that game Wordle on our phones.
I know I have. I play it every single day.
Absolutely. And people share with their friends how fast they got it. So we want to give people who are talented at that an opportunity to compete and show off their language skills. So that maybe that's a sample of some new things this year?
We're also doing, bringing back an old kind of thing with Radio Snoo. Our staple event is Name That Tune, but in past years, there used to be like a faculty versus students Name That Tune. So we're going to bring that back and kind of engage faculty and students together, and there will be some cool prizes for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So overall, it sounds very exciting, lots of fun things for students to do, and it's awesome that faculty's also involved in putting together some of these events that students can participate in as well. So it's really a everybody's contributing to this. It's not just students or faculty. It's mm-hmm. a really big group of people, which is awesome. And I think it helps promote community on campus as well.
Right. So also, since COVID, it was important to try to revive campus life. And I think at first it was a bit slow because people were cautious and a lot of things like that Name That Tune activity had kind of fallen away because we weren't here. And so it's been a great way of helping to bring, you know, real experiences back to the campus. I've seen that this is happening all across the campus. There's tons of events going on this year, which is great. And so this is just sort of like a highlight for the end of the year.
Emily, as a student on SNHU's campus for multiple years, you've obviously experienced the Humanities Festival before. So what were some highlights from past years for you?
As a student, going to the Humanities Festival has always been fun for me, just because you and your friends, you can come together and like see all different things. Like one thing I really loved in the past years was the cyanotype that Dr. Susan Cook does. It's really cool. I still have mine from sophomore year, like in my room as a decoration.
Can you explain what it is?
But basically it's like you're like getting something and you like dip it in a liquid kind of thing. I'm trying to explain it the best I can. I don't want to explain it wrong, but basically she does this process and then like the photo comes out and it's like a bluish hue. I'm not really explaining it well.
It's one of the earliest forms of photography before they were using cameras. So I think that it sometimes is called a sun print.
Yes.
Where you develop your own piece of paper that you put like ferns on or flowers and take outside exposed to the sun. So that's really cool. Going back to the mid-19th century, how photographs were made is something that happens. I'd like to add one other thing, which is that there is an attendance card that you pick up at the beginning and you get stamps for every activity that you do. When you get to a certain level of stamps, you've earned a free t-shirt. The t-shirts are designed by the graphics team, and it has a really vivid logo on it and a bit like a concert t-shirt where the date, the place, and different things that went on that day. And it's really popular, and students, I see them wearing it around campus from previous years.
You love a good free t-shirt.
Yeah, and it also just seems like a really good way to get the students involved mm-hmm. in all of the events that you guys are putting on. There's a lot of different reasons why students should get involved in the Humanities Festival, and I think we went over a lot of them today. I did want to thank both Professor Verrett and Emily Blaze for being here today, and thank you for listening to Co-Designed.